Thank you. I guess I gave this same seminar a while ago at another workshop. Probably some of you were there, familiar with the data I'm going to present. So, you know, this, as probably some of you know, the main production area of hops is in the United States, is in Washington State, Oregon, and Idaho. But these days, craft brewers are popping up everywhere, especially in some of the states, like in Florida. So, you know, about 8 years ago, we had 45 brewers. Now, after 8 years, you know, the number have increased by, you know, sixfold. Now we have 285 craft brewers across the state, producing about 1.4 million barrels of craft beers a year, generating about $3.1 billion, you know, economic impact. So it is a big, significant industry in Florida for the brewers. But also, a lot of growers in Florida are very interested in growing hops as an alternative crops. As you know, we have citrus greening disease, so that's a major problem. And also, other growers are trying to diversify their crops. So they want us to taste the hops, try hops in Florida. Otherwise, I wouldn't, you know, do this. Because, you know, Florida is far away from the main production area. So we, in the first year, in 2016, so we purchased the rhizomes from Oregon and the Michigan State, and then construct a typical high trellis in Florida, in central Florida. So this trellis would be, you know, 19, 20 feet. A tall, you know, above the ground, then get 5 feet of, you know, post in the ground, so very tall. And then we have to have cables on the top. And then after we planted the rhizomes, they sprouted right away. So this picture shows a typical plant of Cascade in Florida under natural day lens. You know, Cascade is a popular variety, has been widely grown in the United States and also in several other countries. So Cascade can be used to make a number of different beer styles of beer. So this is widely used. So, and under natural day lens, the plants can grow to 8 to 9 feet. Then they start to produce flowers and the cones like that. And then, but at the end of the year, we got about 770 to 870 pounds of fresh hops or wet hops per acre. So that's really low. That's about a tenth of the yield in Oregon or Washington State. And then there are some other varieties. Most of the other varieties, such as those from, you know, from Europe and Japan, you know, they didn't produce anything in Florida at all. So that's under the natural day lens. And also, we have to go there harvest every week from early June to the end of August, so almost 3 months. So a lot of labor, very time consuming. So we want to, you know, increase the yield and produce high quality hops. So we sort of, you know, high temperature may be a factor, maybe inadequate chaining, and then we also sort of, you know, day length, because in Florida, our maximum day length in July is less than 14 hours. So, and then in the fall, we have, you know, just a little bit over 11 hours. So that's short. Then the day length in Washington State, in Oregon, where they have, you know, 15 hours, 17 or 16 hours day length in the summertime. So, and another issue we had in 2016 was the virus. We found the apple mosaic virus in the plants. This virus is common in Washington State, Oregon, and other places, But in Florida, it is a concern to us because our area is the capital of strawberry production, winter strawberry production. And also we have, you know, peaches and others, so we don't want the virus to spread. So we kill the plants. Then in spring 2018, so we purchased the tissue culture liners from tissue culture companies, and also we installed the LED lights in the hop yard on the, you know, cables, so, you know, about 20 feet above. So these are LED lights are not for photosynthesis, but for daylight extension. So they have very low, you know, night level, but that's enough to keep, you know, to extend the daylight. So with this condition, the plants grow really fast, about half feet a day, and then within 2 months after the sprout, they reach the top of the cable. That's about 19 feet above the ground. So then once we turn the off the lights in early May, the plants quickly get into vegetative production and start to produce the flower buds and in the cones. So in mid July, the cones, the hop cones are already for harvest. So this is the year from spring 2018. So you can say Cascade on average produce about 1.3 to 2.1 pound of fresh hops. And then also Comet, Garnina, Nugget produce about 0.8 to 1.1 pound of fresh hops per plant. And then there are many other varieties still, you know, didn't produce much. So in our trials, we had the 3 feet spacing between the plants and the 15 feet spacing between rows. So with that spacing, we can have 968 hills per acre. So in that, we can estimate in our hop trials, Cascade can produce about 1,300 to, you know, 2,100 pounds of fresh hops. So this is more than doubled than the yield we got without the extended day length. So that's a big improvement for us. And then, because we harvest the first crop in June, then the plants start to grow again, and we turn on the lights, and then produce another crop in fall, by November, December. So this is the first time in the world that, you know, we can produce two crops a year. So that's an advantage from growing hops in Florida. We can have two crops, even though the total yield is still, you know, lower than what they got in Pacific Northwest. So that's so this is the data from fall 2018. So Cascade produced about 0.9 to 1.6 pound of fresh hops per hill. Then we got another one, Garnina, that didn't produce a lot in the spring, but now in the fall producing 2.7 pound of fresh hops. That's pretty high. And then we have Winamate, Roots produce about 1 pound of fresh hops a hill. Then when we convert into how many pounds per acre, so Cascade produced about 900 to 1600 per acre, a pound of hops per acre. Then Garnina, about 2600 pound of hops per acre. Okay, so that's last year. Then this year we repeat this experiment, so we with the night. So this is just data from about a month ago. So the plants grew well under the extended daylight. And then this year, Cascade produced an even higher yield. So in this case, about 40% higher. So about 1.8 to 2.8 pounds of fresh hops per hill. So that's about 40%. So in year two, with the extended daylight. However, many other varieties didn't do well, even, you know, getting you know, poor in second year. So then for Cascade, we got about 1,800 to 2,700 pound of fresh hops. So Cascade has been the best performer in Florida. Okay. The other variety is still not doing well. And we also have done some preliminary chemical analysis. As you know, hops are used for flavoring beers, so chemical qualities are very important, including alpha acids and beta acids, oil content. So alpha acids make a beer bitter, and then oil content make a beer, you know, aromatic. So these are most important. We can see big differences among the varieties. For alpha acids, from 0.1 to about 12%, oil from 0.2 to 1.4%. So big differences among the varieties. So in summary, we found the Cascade can produce from two crops about 3,100 pounds of fresh hops or about 850 pounds of dry hops a year from two crops. And the Cascade, you know, was the earliest to sprout and grow fast. From spring crop last year, the alpha acid of Cascade was higher in the commercial product, and then the beta acid, and the oil content, they were about the same as the commercial product. However, in the fourth crop, the alpha acid and the oil content was lower than the commercial product. So the two different crops, you know, even though they were from the same varieties, but may have different, you know, chemical qualities because they were growing, you know, in a different season. And then Ganina can produce about 3,700 pounds of fresh hops from the two crops. And then in the spring crop, Ganina hops contain the, you know, lower alpha acids, lower oil content. And then Comet can produce about 1,750 pounds of fresh hops. And all this, in terms of all this chemical qualities, alpha acids, oil content, very close to the commercial products. Okay. And then Nugget. This one is called the super alpha varieties, which means it contains super high alpha acids. So this is used to, you know, to make beers, you know, bitter. So, and this one from the two crops can produce about 1,300 pounds of fresh hops. And then we look at the alpha contents, connotes to the commercial product, oil content a little bit lower. Then Winamate produced about 1,400 pounds of fresh hops, and this one had a really good aroma and a lupinin ratings in Florida. When we invited the local brewers, you know, come to smell the fresh hops, you know, but in terms of chemical alpha acid and the oil content, they were lower than the commercial products in the market. But in the four crops, their alpha acids, oil content are very similar to the commercial products. Okay, Loose. Also, alpha varieties can produce about 1,350 pounds of fresh hops. In the spring crop contain the lower alpha acids, lower oil content. But in this four crop, alpha acids and the oil content are very close to the commercial varieties. So that's all I have. And this project has been funded by the USDA Specialty Crop Block Grants and also fundings from brewers and others. And I really appreciate it for my collaborators and their lives. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
Two crops, does that mean that the same plant double crops within the same year?
Yes. Hops are perennial, so once, you know, you planted, we harvest the top, actually we cut at the base and pull, you know, the whole vines, then we strip the cones, so then the roots will start to sprout again.
And does this double cropping also help with extending the availability of hops compared to the other states?
I think
you know, I think from our data, you know, we can produce hops in Florida for local, you know, brewers. But I don't think, you know, we can compete with the, you know, the growers in Washington, Oregon. So I think they are still going to be the main, you know, suppliers. So, yeah, we just want to find some, you know, local ingredients for the for them. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Sir.
I'm curious, what portion of the operating costs were required for running and building the lights that you used, and do you think it's economical for Florida breweries to use the hops instead of buying?
Very expensive. Because first you have to build this, you know, high trellis. That's very expensive, you know, with cables, the, you know, the tall poles, and then this on top of that, we have to, you know, build this lighting system. So very expensive. So currently, I think I guess Dr. Ajihira, my collaborator, and the, her, his postdoc over there, Dr. Nea.
We have more or less $20,000.
Yeah. So 20,000, even I guess with some others, can go up to like a 26,000 acre. That's very high. But we are testing, you know, we're trying to lower the cost by spacing the lights, you know, at a much greater distance and also other things. And also we want to continue increase the yield.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.